All right, Nelson, this next one is it's going to be a little bit more of a tough one. I think the first few were a little bit softball for you. So
I didn't feel like that structure one was too softball.
well, here's one. What do you do when it's a staff member who leaves the church?
Well, let me introduce you to my next resource: when a staff member leaves the church and what to do about it. We do have a resource called the Staffing Workshop, and that actually was a resource that we did like this. In fact, the last time Scott, you and I were in the studio together was during that resource. And I know it's been out for a while, and depending on when you listen to this, it may have been out for a long time. But that is one of the questions I deal with in the staffing resource, and that is a particular kind of person. And the truth is, almost all of those reasons that we listed in this resource could be reasons that a staff person leaves. I mean, if you think about it, it could be a bad fit. That could be one. They could fall into sin. That could be a reason. There could be an interruption in their life. I've had staff people have to leave New York because they get pregnant and they just couldn't see raising a child in New York, or maybe they went through a divorce. They could have a bad experience. They could isolate themselves and they could be bored. So I guess all those reasons could apply to a staff person. When a staff person leaves, it is a unique situation. The first thing you should do when a staff person leaves is get a letter of recommendation, or excuse me, a letter of resignation. That may have been a Freudian slip of the tongue. Get a letter of resignation from that staff person, and then have them write a letter that you will then share with the appropriate parties in the church. So it's two letters: a letter of resignation that's just for you, it's a formality, and then a letter that explains why they are leaving to the people that they served with at the church. So if they worked in children's ministry, it would be a letter that you would get, but that you share with all the people who volunteer in children's area. Or if they are the worship pastor, it would be a letter you would get that you would share with everybody in the worship area, or possibly even everybody in the church. And you have them write that letter to the people they serve with. So now you've got their reasons on paper. And they are often more gracious in that letter that you're going to share with the church than they would be if you just allowed them to stand up in public and share. I do not allow someone to share their resignation publicly. I share it publicly. I control what's going on with that. And so then I would take that letter and I would share that with the appropriate audience in the church. And so if it was children, I would share it with children. I wouldn't see a reason to share that with the entire church. Unless it was some egregious kind of sin. And then if it is that, you do have to share it with the whole church. And the best path here is honesty is the best policy. Now, this could be, a longer discussion that we have about what to do when there's a moral failure, because that takes it to a whole other issue if there is a moral failure. But you need to consult a church that's gone through it before. You might want to consult the longer resource that I have on staffing. I know Willow Creek has some great stuff on what happens when there's a moral failure in there. I just don't want to get into that because there's no way in just these short little quick hits like we're doing here where we can deal with that. But I think generally speaking, honesty is the best policy, and letting people know why someone is leaving and then getting that in someone's own words and getting that letter of recommendation can be key. But in the midst of all of that, part of your role, especially as the senior pastor or the senior staff, is to protect the church. Protect the church from this person. And if there's any hint that they want to do damage to the church, you've got to protect that church. You've got to move that person out. And I've had people resign because of some of these issues that we looked at in this resource about why people leave. And they want to stay around for a month, or they want to stay around for 2 months. But the truth is they're too damaging. So I might pay them for a month or pay them for even 2 months, but they're gone once they resign and we move them out. And so we talk about that in the staffing resource of avoid long goodbyes. And I think that's important too when the staff person wants to leave.